From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. One person died Saturday and several more were injured after a car drove through a crowd of protesters at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe told Nazi and white supremacists to leave Virginia.
You pretend that you're patriots, but you are anything but a patriot.
President Donald Trump is blaming many sides for the violent clashes between white supremacists and counter-protesters in Virginia. Democrats and some Republicans called on him to specifically denounce white supremacy and racially motivated hate crime by name. Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner tweeted, quote, "Mr. President, we must call evil by its name. These were white supremacists, and this was domestic terrorism," end quote. Celebrations and protests ensued after President Uhuru Kenyatta was reelected for a second term. He defeated opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Opposition NASA coalition member and Saya Senator James Oregno spoke about the violence that has erupted in Kenya.
This state terror is being executed following a very meticulous preparation. It's like they knew what they were going to do. They knew they were going to steal an election.
However, Kenya's acting cabinet secretary for the interior, Fred Matangi, told Kenyans that police always act according to the law, and he said that peaceful demonstrations are legal. Some in Venezuela fear President Donald Trump's remark about military action will bolster President Maduro's claim that he is the target of a U.S.-backed coup attempt and distract attention from Venezuela's crushing economic problems. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded near a crowded market in the Pakistan city of Quetta on Saturday, killing at least 15 people. It is the latest attack to hit the rest of southwestern province of Balochistan. Provincial Home Minister Safaraz Bukti recounts the attack.
A vehicle belonging to our security forces was targeted. According to the information we have received so far, there are around 15 casualties, people who have been martyred. Around 40 people are injured.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility from any of the Islamist militants and separatist insurgent movements active in the resource-rich province, which is a key part of a $57 billion Chinese economic corridor through Pakistan. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke on Friday. In a statement, the leaders affirmed that the recent adoption of a new United Nations Security Council resolution regarding North Korea was an important and necessary step toward achieving peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. On Friday, Trump warned North Korean leader Kim Jong-un not to attack Guam.
He utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years. Or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
The warning came hours after an editorial in the Chinese Global Times recommended Beijing remain neutral in the event of a North Korean first strike. A Canadian pastor who was in prison for more than 2 years in North Korea arrived back home Saturday. Hyun-soo Lim was serving a life sentence for hard labor in North Korea for alleged anti-state activities, but was released last week on what North Korean government described as sick bail. His son, James Lim, describes the homecoming.
It was surreal in the beginning to witness my father coming off of an airplane after 2.5 years.
James Lim said his dad was extremely grateful to the Canadian government. Doctors Without Borders said it is temporarily suspending the activity of its rescue ship due to alleged threats from Libya's Coast Guard, which has become more aggressive in patrolling the coast where human traffickers launch boats crowded with migrants desperate to reach Europe. Doctors Without Borders say its medical crews will keep working from a ship operated by another aid group. For in-depth coverage and expanded stories, point your web browser to voanews.com any time of the day or night. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.